KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now, down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant, with exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County officials say they want to develop a solar energy site at a former county-owned landfill in Verona. Plans are for a solar array to power its campus in Verona. It includes a nursing home, a food pantry, and a food service facility. Methane has powered the campus since the 1990s, but the supply is starting to run low. County Executive Joe Parisi says a solar array in Verona makes sense. The next step is to find a partner to help develop the site. A fourth person is dead after a crash near Whitewater earlier this month. The Rock County Medical Examiner says Patricia Soivser of Whitewater died from her injuries last Thursday. She was one of six people injured in the crash on April 13th when the van she was in ran a stop sign and was hit by two other vehicles. Six people were in the van. Three died instantly. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Playoff basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two between the Bucks and the Pacers in Milwaukee. The Pacers trying to figure out how they lost game one Sunday night. I spoke to forward Pascal Siakam.
Obviously, we see what, you know, was thrown at us, and we go and learn from it in terms of just like rotations and different things like that. But also, you know, mentally, it's just like they played harder than us in the first half. So, and I think it was clear as day when we came back in the second half. I thought it was a lot better.
The Bucks' Bobby Portis on winning game one without Giannis.
Knowing our situation we're in, obviously we have one of the best players in the world who's not playing. So it was big for other guys to step up. The biggest thing in the playoffs is just winning the game. No matter how it is, if it's a street fight, if it's an ugly game, it's you're hitting 23, however it gets done. The main thing is just to win. Come back tomorrow, correct some things, and then get back at it on Tuesday.
Baseball, the Brewers series in Pittsburgh continues. They lost last night 4-2 to the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high, a bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show. On our next show, Todd's going to be back in the studio here in Madison, and we'll have our normal Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers and talk about a town hall on the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Just when you think the insane-o-meter has topped out, Donald Trump adds farting to his list of atrocities. This is, I mean, we're in uncharted territory here. Of course, we don't know for sure that Trump was the one farting in court, so it would not be right for me to state that he was. So I cannot in good conscience report that Trump was pumping gas like a Barstow Texaco, but I can report, to borrow a phrase he likes to use when spreading rumors, many people were saying Trump was farting in court.
All right. Who wants some pepper again? Today. It's day two. It's Pecker day two in Chart Week. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel beat me to the chart of the deal.
Right.
But he's got a lot of writers. Mm-hmm. I got, you know.
My next door neighbor writes for me.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Please, Jimmy, continue.
And again, here's the thing. There's no way to prove Donald Trump was the one who dealt it. So please, don't repost this video with a dumb caption like Julius Squeezer or the shard of the deal or you have the right to remain silent but deadly, because we don't know if any of this is true. You can't call him Gasolini.
What? Oh. Okay. So what a show we have today. Renato Mariotti, our legal lad, coming up. Who wants Italian today? JoJo from Jers. That's a lot of Italian on the menu.
I thought she was Lebanese.
It's a little of both. And Charlie Pierce. Very exciting Tuesday. Okay, and it is Pecker Day 2. Is it wrong, Jody? Is it? Sean, is it wrong? Sean went to Catholic. We all went to Catholic school, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I'm taking so much unmitigated glee in Donald Trump's distress. It's just, how did Rachel Maddow describe it? She said he just seems like old and sad and mad. Mm-hmm.
And they were laughing at MSNBC when they kept bringing up Pecker.
Yes.
They started laughing like little girls.
You know what? Just when I thought we could have nice things, that Chiron on Nicole Wallace, a Trump afraid of Pecker real. Leaking, was not, it's not real.
No, I looked at it and I'm like, that doesn't look real to me.
Yeah. Someone said it's hilarious, even if it's not real.
True.
He is afraid of Pecker leaking. I don't know, but it's not like it's incorrect. And I feel like Nicole Wallace would engage in that kind of scampery. So I was actually,
she does have a potting mouth.
That's not real. Are you okay, Sean? Uh-oh. Sean's, when he's touching knobs and looking things up online, it means something's gone awry already.
He's trying to fix things.
I know he is. He's magic. He already fixed our Zoom thing, we think.
So.
Yeah, we think so. Okay, we shall see. All right, so... Where do we start with what it really, I don't know if I'm so Rachel Maddow's seen her, he's seen him in person, you know, many times. And she said he looked thinner, just considerably older and angry.
And I just, like, I can't. Oh, my God, the whining on Fox News. You can't make a 77-year-old man sit in a cold. Jesse Waters actually said he needs to get out and exercise. Really? When has he ever done that?
Ever?
He needs fresh air. And he's like a Labrador puppy. Oh, he needs exercise and air and sunlight. You can't make him sit. Well, then don't do the climb.
Yeah.
If you can't. Oh, my God. And so he's already. So how many times are we violated the gag order?
So
he
many.
Attacked the jury. Mm-hmm. He's called, what do you call it? 95% Democrat.
Yeah.
This jury was picked so fast. Oh, I see, because most people would like to be exonerated as soon as possible. But I see. You'd like to slow this down, mm-hmm. this trial, so jury was picked too fast. Oh my! And he has no evidence for that, by the way, that they're... okay. All right, so what else? What else? I can't even take all the lies. What did his lawyer say? Something like, you know... I got a spoiler alert. This is, you know... This is not called election interference. This is democracy.
Uh-huh.
No. This is like election interference 101.
Mm-hmm.
Eric. By the way, isn't that nice? They're able to go on Fox News, but they're not able to be there because they got a thing
strange,
with a guy.
Right?
Because it's, you know,
boring.
And daddy smells. But seriously, Lawrence O'Donnell pointed out that even Jeffrey Dahmer's parents were there.
And he murdered and ate people.
What's that light after the trial's over? What are we eating? Where are we? Who's hungry? Where are we going?
Sushi? Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, but no, Eric's, I think he was on Fox News mm-hmm. whining and lying. He's like, I can't remember which lie. I can't keep all the lies straight.
It's hard.
Oh, he just wasn't focused on bookkeeping. He's busy being president. And that's no. We need the 999 because they're all fascists.
No.
999. He wasn't president when he did this crime.
Exactly.
I understand it's hard to keep all his crimes separate. However, he wasn't president. So you can't even presidential immunity. No, these crimes were committed before the election. Okay, yes, BW on Twitter says both his boys have been bitching about what's happening to daddy, but not one single family member has showed up to the courthouse to support him. Not one. That speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
And Melania's out hawking
selling jewelry.
Baubles.
Mm-hmm.
For $245.
Mm-hmm.
For Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that to commemorate when he was banging Karen McDougal when she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Or when he was banging Stormy Daniels right after she gave mm-hmm. birth? But it's not for charity or anything. It's just for her.
Right.
And I love they asked her, what's her name? Her assistant, former assistant. Is this to raise money for his defense? And she's like, oh, please. Kidding. This money's for her.
Yeah. It's 100% going to her.
As Carlos would say, money.
Money, money,
money. Money. Jeff Tiedrich tweets, Donald Trump's cellmates are going to get so sick, tired of hearing about presidential immunity. It'll be the cake. Just please shut up about that cake.
It will be.
Yeah. Okay. Where am I? Oh, I have guest quotes for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you can't... You have to play the role of Chris LaPoy and be wrong. You can't be the smartest girl in class.
But I was a straight-A student.
Mm. All right, you know what? Never mind. Suck all the fun out of this. All right, it's Liz Cheney! She said it is likely that all or nearly all of the justices will agree a former president who attempted to seize power and remain in office illegally can be prosecuted, but the justices should also recognize the profoundly negative impact they may have if the court does not resolve these issues quickly and decisively. It cannot be that a president of the United States can attempt to steal an election and seize power, but our justice system is incapable of bringing him to trial before the next election 4 years later. Thank you, Lizard, Lizard, Lizard. What have I always said? I have always said Liz Cheney has always been right, and we have always been at war
with East Asia.
Correct. How did you know I was going to say that?
I don't know. I could read your mind.
Oh, do we have the cake ready? Yeah. You know what? They got to put whoever his roommate is on suicide watch preemptively, because... You know what? It's going to be like that scene in Airplane where the lady just hangs herself because Robert Hayes won't shut the f*** up. Yeah. Just shoes just dangling. Just, oh, my God. Oh, did he say, by the way, I'm going to guess. Hang on, let me. What's that thing Johnny Carson used to do? Karnak?
Mm-hmm.
Did he say witch hunt yesterday? By any chance? Did
oh,
he say
so many times.
Oh, my God. Jody, I know what you. I'm not sure I can take anymore. We're only on the first trial of him with his little accordion hands Like, you can, and by the way, you just, they could just AI that in the next trials, because he's going to come out and say the exact same thing. He's like a little, what's the clock? You know, what am I thinking of? Cuckoo clock.
There you go.
Yeah. He comes out of the courthouse. He does the little accordion hands. Unfair. I witch hunt.
Yeah. I didn't want to listen to that 8-minute rant yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was like, just going to be the same.
I'm back. Unfair. Unfair. Look at my tiny accordion. And I've always loved accordions because I've loved Judy Tenuta so much, but this is just ruining everything for me, including accordions. Why does he do that?
I don't know.
Can they handcuff him just so he can't do that? Is he going to jail today, please? I wore this shirt aspirationally. I don't understand. He's got to do something. We will talk to Renato Mariotti.
Yeah.
But this is, someone, was it Andrew Weissman, I think, that said, he is goading the judge now. He's just goading him. Mm-hmm. It specifically says you cannot comment on the jury. In addition to, he's already done it to witnesses, the judge's daughter, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Oh, this one. Thank you, whoever said. Who is this? TM South somebody. Dear media, instead of dragging Bill Barr back onto your networks to ask him if he's voting for Trump, how about asking him why he made the Trump hush money federal charges go away for Trump, but let Michael Cohen go to jail? We see you. Thank you. Are they under some kind of rules they can't ask him about that?
Right.
I mean, he can just shut up about what he thinks about Trump. He knows exactly why this is happening now. And so then Trump can whine and complain, oh, it's during the campaign. Right. Well, you should have been prosecuted a long time ago, back when Michael Cohen went to jail. Oh, my God. I'm in a state, aren't I? Oh, you know why? Because it's pecker day. So I'm just, I don't like getting poked. You know what I'm saying? With a pecker every single day. Okay, here it is. It's because we have a song. Oh, we have a song. That's
And again.
There we go.
It's Amon Pector every time. Oh, no. I'm getting so mad at this fool. With pictures of Jeff Bezos' tool. He's bringing me down. He's just an ass clown. And he might go to jail very soon.
To jail soon.
We got to convict that David Pecker.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. See, everything's better with music. Oh, speaking of polls. What? What do I always say about polls?
You don't believe them unless you like them.
They're complete bull unless there's one I like. Biden's win streaks up, breaking according to NBC News poll. President Biden is leading Trump by 9 points among actual voters. Spread this everywhere so the media cannot ignore it. Are you like me, Jody? I get a little nervous. Like, I don't want polls out there showing Biden winning in a landslide because I have 2016 PTSD. Same. I just told Sean before the show that I wanted to go strangle all his friends that voted for Jill Stein because they thought it wouldn't matter.
If they were in California, it didn't matter. If they were somewhere else, it might have mattered.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing I have. I don't want people to get, like, I think you and I both think Biden's going to win by a lot, but I don't want to... I just don't want to get people going, oh, yeah, see, it'll be fine.
Right.
But these polls, I don't even know. This one's all over the place from the one they just did mm-hmm. 2 days ago. So, again, as Politics Girl told us yesterday, when people actually vote, we're winning election after election. So just eyes on the prize. Don't get happy. Eye of the tiger, eyes on the prize. What do I mean? Betty Davis eyes? Something. You do your thing.
All that.
You do you and just vote. Okay. All right, we got JoJo from Jurors getting warmed up for the big Philly show this Saturday, along with Glenn Kirshner and Lindy Lee. The big show today, JoJo, Renato, and, of course, Charlie Pierce. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Moby's Nature's Blend. Okay, listen, Sean, the only danger is they like it too much, because I realized that I was just doing free feeding, and I was just kept refilling it. And then they suddenly were the size of Great Pyrenees. No, they weren't. But I looked, I was like, oh, they're only supposed to get that much. Anyway, now it's gone like in They're like, I was going to make an old reference like Pac-Man. Never mind. You know, Pac-Man, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old person. Okay.
I remember and just, Space Invaders. That's
yeah.
how old I am.
Yeah. Yeah. But Hefe was picky, right? Formerly picky eater.
Yeah. And
what? You tried everything? I'm telling you, right? What happened when you came home?
Mm-hmm. I got the Dr. Marty's. He loves it.
And he was like, Daddy, I love you. Okay, Dr. Marty's name. It's just the best. It's real food. You can smell it when you open the bag. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, vegetables. So good for them. Raw, freeze-dried. They go crazy for that flavor. The good news is it's dry to the touch, so it's, you know, shelf-stable and easy for you. It's not that messy thing that you cut open and you got to put in the freezer. You know what I'm saying? This is raw, freeze-dried, all the convenience of kibble, but all the nutrition of real food, because it is real food. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, come on! You got to admit this is cool!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Lee in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm freaking for my little baby, cause she makes me feel good. She's so fine.
Oh, why? Thank you. Oh, no. I think Donna on Threads might be my soulmate, Jody. She said I would give anything if his diaper blew up and crap just rained down on him and his lawyers and the court had to be evacuated and hazmat team called. The sprinklers went off and his fake hair was just hanging there with all over it while he struggled and slipped on the floor. Is that too much to ask with all we've been through? I don't think so. Oh, I need the tiniest of violins. Is this this morning's email? I could be thrown in jail at that very moment. Don't threaten us with a good time.
I know.
Oh, he is in caps lock already. Yeah. All hell breaks loose in 24 hours, friend. In 24 hours, the hearing on my gag order will begin. I could be thrown in jail at that very moment. I think I just had a spontaneous orgasm. I apologize. Let me recover. This is what the Hate America deep state has always dreamed of. I won't be able to campaign. I will be muzzled and silent. Oh, yeah, because that's working so well so far. So quiet. Democrats will free reign to destroy our country. We need a huge outpouring of support before the day is over, because tomorrow all hell can break loose for our MAGA movement. Right now, at this very moment, I'm calling on every patriot reading this message to chip in and say, I stand with President Trump! Sorry. And then it just goes on and on.
Keeps going.
Yeah. It says stand with Trump, like, I don't know how many, like, 45 more times. Yesterday, I believe there were would you call it a smattering, Jody, Trump supporters? A small smattering.
It's like six people.
They were, as reporters were saying, vastly outnumbered by the anti-Trump protesters. But nice try. Nice try, Don Snorleone. Yep. Bob on Twitter said, I think Trump genuinely doesn't understand the different outcome between calling for up a mob as a president and as a criminal defendant. Nobody cares anymore. Even your family isn't there, you loser. God. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Welcome. Hello. Oh, what did I do?
There you go. Is it not? There you go. Wait.
Huh?
Go, there. Stop.
Okay.
Hi.
There it goes.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
good
hello.
Morning. First of all, real quick. Hey, Sean. I haven't been able to say hi to Sean.
Oh, hi, Karen.
So anyway, I just want to say this. Yeah, he really is not doing well. And I'm just thinking that this is the first time, even if there are Trump supporters on that jury, that they're going to actually see him for who he is and actually hear the truth.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know who needs.
Go ahead. People have been saying
he
lives in such a right wing bubble that he, you know, he has someone literally follow him around, only like giving him articles from right wing sources. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time you can see it on his face that he's out of the bubble of people not only not constantly sucking up to him, but talking about what a POS he is to his face. Right.
Exactly. Did you see the footage of the protesters standing out there calling him a POS and telling him to F you and all this?
I did.
It was awesome, because that's really what people feel. Yeah, it was awesome that you have to have it on continuous loop. But can I just propose really quick to the New York Board of Tourism? Hey, guys, this is a perfect opportunity. Turn this into the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, okay? You can televise the trial and then just showcase Broadway shows on the breaks.
There you go. See, always thinking. Right? Liberal helper. I just love all the all the, what do you call it, descriptions. George Conway tweeted, Trump is veering from rage to petulance and from slumber to intimidation in the courtroom because he's the star of a lurid Manhattan reality show he isn't producing or directing. He doesn't control the narrative. Others are writing the scripts. Some of the scripts say nasty things about him, his sex life, his bookkeeping, his attempts to bury stories that might have derailed his 2016 campaign, writes Tim O'Brien. 29 minutes after the hour, Renato Mariotti, Legal Ad, next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now, down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant, with exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he is not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the PaleyFest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the three finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docu-series Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll get to 67 for a high, a bit breezy today with wind southwest to west at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 31. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in day two of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. Hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Not chaos, but a lot of kinetic activity when prosecutors started objecting to the opening statement. The judge called multiple times for the counsel to come and approach the bench and discuss those objections. Just two very different ways of presenting the case to the jury, both stylistically and in terms of the content. We got a real roadmap today as to how this case is going to go.
Yes. In that everything he said, his lawyer said, 9-9-9. This is not how democracy works. This is how election interference works. By the way, can you, what do you call it, catch and kill scheme, cooked up in Trump Tower, the same place the Trump-Russia collusion happened. Don Jr. met with, right? Can you imagine the we don't know that happened in Trump Tower? How many epic ways he tried to cheat in this election? All right, we are waiting for Renato.
It's probably going to be the top of the next hour.
Oh, okay. He thought, he's on TV all the time.
Right.
So, and it's time slots. All right. Let me put my Renato things over here and go to Sherry in L.A. Hello, Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hi. Stephanie, how are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I was wondering, when Trump goes to jail, does he still get Secret Service protection?
That's a good question.
That's a detail. You know, that's a kink we can work out later, in my opinion. So I think solitary solves that problem, doesn't it?
I agree, but I just think it's an interesting question.
Yeah. Well, because as we said,
anyway,
I think...
you have a great day.
Okay, you have a great day, too. As we were saying, I think any roommate would, you would have to presume, would try to kill themselves, just based on the first day alone and how many times the word hoax and witch hunt is repeated in the cake. That, I think, would be cruel and unusual punishment. Oh, by the way, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. That is amazing that she can screw up a trial without even being in charge. She showed up at the courthouse anyway, mm-hmm. just to get a bunch of things wrong mm-hmm. outside the court. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. She's not representing Trump in his hush money trial, still showed up to offer her opinion, because why not? She said, we're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House that wasn't even wrong. So that was the first thing she got wrong. He was not in the White House yet. Okay. She said, you hire lawyers to solve problems. Lawyers solve those problems. You pay them, and that's it. Her defense of Trump may impress him, but they don't deny a crime nor the facts of the case. In fact, it almost sounds like she was admitting he paid Cohen to keep Daniels quiet. That's amazing. That can you use his formerly incompetent lawyer's testimony against him outside the court? Against him, perhaps. She claimed he dozed off in court because he reads a lot. Compared him once again to Nelson Mandela. And I think admitted that he could be bought by foreign countries to pay off his debts. So she is being incredibly helpful. She's a liberal helper.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
We might be able to get him at 45 hours.
Okay. Just be present here with me right now. That's okay. That's all in the future. We don't care about that. So she claimed that New York State New York State law requirement that Trump attend every day of his trial is a violation of due process.
Computer says no.
Does she get anything about the law right? Every criminal defendant is required to be in court. That is not a what? She was rebuked in court, if you were keeping track, 12 times in one day in the E. Jean Carroll case.
Yes, he can be on at 45 after, so if he wanted to break a little bit earlier.
Okay, can you be present now?
I am.
With me?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this.
Eye contact. I love you. I know. I'm just kidding. You know how it just, Sean's very quiet. He's a man of few words. And Chris is just, you know, big and loud and wrong. And so it's just, you know, the balance is just different. Sean just like comes in like a ninja, right? Just like I trained my whole life for this. And then he just says something that's smarter and funnier than anything any of the rest of us would ever think of for the rest of our lives. And yet I still love him. I still love you, Sean.
I know, because he's very funny.
Until you're storing it up. You're storing something up. Okay, I just can't. I just have the tiniest of violins, please. I just can't. Oh, all right, Bonnie and Clyde or something. I just can't get enough of the descriptions of what's happening inside and outside the courtroom. Rachel Maddow tweeted, Trump has portrayed his leak. Walter. Walter, you're embarrassing mommy. Okay. Trump has portrayed his legal jeopardy as a threat to America itself. And he suggested the country would not put up with it. But the streets around the courthouse on Monday were chaos-free, well-patrolled, relatively quiet. Even the lady that fakes orgasms in the dinosaur outfit didn't come.
I know. That's a bummer.
And Eric made it over to Fox News, but yeah. Not to the... Huh.
And it's not that far.
Daddy's boring and stinky. I'm not going. You go. They're probably all drawing straws, and they all like, and then they lied about which one had the short straw. Okay, none of us need to go then. Okay, where was I? As his motorcade made its way to the courthouse, the few Trump supporters gathered in the park were outnumbered by Trump detractors who waved signs about his alleged liaison with the porn star. Is that real that Stormy Daniels wore a mushroom dress the other day?
That's funny.
Is that photoshopped?
I don't know.
She wore a beautiful dress that's all has mushrooms on it. She's funny. Okay. All right. That was our latest. Oh, this one. Sorry, you can... I thought I was just pushing my own box.
So
it wasn't my violin. The button in my box clearly doesn't work. It's been a while. Okay. She's not doing anything. Miles Taylor, I love, said Trump is a failed businessman. All of the characteristics that made him a failed businessman, he took into the White House. In a lot of ways, he made the government his largest failed venture yet. He rendered so many departments and agencies effectively incapable of discharging their duties. Besides all of his criming, Jody, I still am amazed that he just has had the most provably disastrous presidency in our history, I think. And mm-hmm. I can't even believe we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, where was this one? Hold it, please. Yeah. Talk amongst yourself. Oh, just one of the many promises. Joe tweets, 2016, I will eliminate the federal debt in 8 years. 2019, increase the annual federal deficit by 77%. There is no barometer, liberal or conservative, by which he did anything but create a complete disaster of the economy and everything else. And I just, okay. It's like I'm taking crazy pills. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. All right. You know what I need? I need an Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning.
There we go.
I need a Stephanie.
Okay. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Yeah. Somebody called about the Secret Service protection. Well, Benny Thompson has introduced a bill that would strip any former president of Secret Service protection if he's convicted of a felony.
Just the word strip and Trump. Oh, by the way, someone was saying if he does go to jail today, even for a little while, for the gag order, they got to delouse him. Ooh,
yo, that's
whose job is that? They got to do right them.
Oh, yeah.
Soakwood shower and cavity search.
Check, yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's true, but a lot of people.
Yeah, go ahead, Anita.
Yeah, but they're preparing for this. They're preparing for him to be convicted. Because the Secret Service is always going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, well, I mean, I don't, so. Again, that's, you know what, Jody, I'm a big picture person. Don't bother me with the small details of his incarceration. There's lots of creative ideas. I'm just saying, I know it's against the Hague, to have anyone have to sit in a cell with him and listen to him for that. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said Trump got away with total fraud again. Judge Engoron letting the bond stand is a travesty. Knight does not have the cash to cover the bond. In fact, Trump claims to have more cash than Knight, which may be in the red. With any other defendant, that bond would have been rejected. Oh, my God, I'm so tired of his constant whining when he gets one break and special treatment after another,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows the hanky bond is hinky. Okay. Let's review. What happened in trial yesterday? Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. He lied in his New York business records over and over and over again. Who said that?
Liz Cheney.
No! Oh, you're on the last round. That's his prosecution in the trial. They said he paid off porn star Stormy Daniels to silence her. With pressure mounting and election day fast approaching, Donald Trump agreed to the payoff and directed Cohen to proceed. It was election fraud, pure and simple. I suspect the defense will go to great lengths to get you to reject Cohen's testimony precisely because it is so damning. And as everyone keeps saying, it doesn't matter. He brought all the receipts. There's tape recordings of Trump. There's signatures. There's
Pecker.
Excuse me? Thank you. Okay. the defense... already out of the box. They said the story you just heard, you will learn, is not true. Really? Which part? it's not true. Right. And at the end of this trial, there will be plenty of reasonable doubt.
Computer says nah.
He's not, oh, this has got to need a tiny violin again. He's not just our former president. He's not just Donald Trump you've seen on TV and read about, seen photos of. He's also a man. He's a husband. Oh, please. Okay, my eyes are going to stay back in my head. He's a father. I'm sorry, I'm not done. He's a father. I dare you to ask him to name any of his kids' birthdays. He's a person just like you and me. I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. Oh, my God. No, 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 no. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was more. Donald Trump outside court. It's a very, very sad day in America.
Sad.
I'm here. Instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and a lot of other places campaigning, this is a witch hunt! Oh, my God! Oh. Thank you, Lily. Okay. We're going to Renato next? All right, let's break then. I can tell, you can read so much in Jody Hamilton's eyes. Mostly it's disappointment and bewilderment, but that one was break now. We have Renato. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein, sitting right there, right? I'm surprised Chris didn't tell, oh, you know what? He took the travel size, I bet. Takes those muscles everywhere with him. Jody and I use the plant. All right, you can't have that. That's not for dogs. I told you to wait till the Dr. Marty's read. Okay, we take the plant protein. Chris does the whey protein, right? And it just whatever. Tony Horton from P90X fame, he invented it, and he looks fantastic. He got shingles. He almost didn't make it. He's now 65. He's feeling amazing. Looks better than ever. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein. Mix it with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%, or you can text fitness to 511-511. Sorry, I lost my place. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, my God, we got him. The 2 minutes a day, he's not on TV. Renato Mariotti, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, very difficult TV schedule this morning.
I know. No, we're so thrilled to have you. So let's talk about, since today is gag order day, let's talk about that first. One expert, your friend Andrew Weissman, said you have Donald Trump clearly goading the judge, obviously talking about the jurors yesterday, on top of the, what, previous seven violations. What does the judge do today, do you think?
I mean, I do think he'll impose fines. The statutory maximum in New York is $1,000. And we both know, Stephanie, that that's not going to do anything to Donald Trump. $1,000 means nothing to him. So I don't really think that's going to help. Right now, the lawyers, as we're talking, the lawyers are back in chambers. And that happens sometimes. Judges will take both parties into chambers. And it's usually when the judge wants to have a more informal setting. It's still on the record. That's about as informal as it gets with a judge. So there's still a court reporter there, but it means that it's outside of the public view. And I think there's going to be in that discussion some frank talk about how the attorneys have no control over their client. Okay. That's really why I think that the judge has decided to do that. I don't think that he's going to imprison Trump before the trial. I just don't think that, or before a sentence. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Every party's got its pooper. That's why we invited you this morning, Renato.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just being real with you. Like, all of you cheering for that to happen, that is not actually going to happen. Yeah. And people who are telling you that are lying to you or misleading you. I will say that what I expect will happen is the judge is going to make it apparent to Trump's attorneys that this is making him really unhappy and that it's going to impact his rulings at the trial in not so many words.
Yeah.
He's going to imply that, and he's going to try to have them exert maximum pressure on Trump because they don't want to lose the trial.
Yeah. So Obviously, you know, we've been talking a lot about, well, you actually said it best on Twitter. You said Trump has been charged with falsifying business records, not with making the hush money payments themselves. That's why the defense is going to focus on whether Trump knew about the false statements in business records. Again, as many people have said, paying someone off is not the crime, correct? Do you think the prosecution did a good job in laying things out initially yesterday?
I do. What I will say, Stephanie, is, you know, one thing they're doing, and this is, I think, prosecutors do this all the time, is instead of focusing entirely on, they don't, their presentation was not as sharp as what I just put, what I put on Twitter that you were reading. In other words, they're not focused like a laser on the legal issues that matter, which they don't need to. They're talking to a bunch of people who are not lawyers. Okay. Now, the one issue for them is there's two lawyers on the jury.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you know, they're talking about a grand conspiracy to influence the election. I think that's important because you need to show the jury, like, why are we here many years later talking about what happened years ago? Like, why is this important? Why does this matter? I think that as the trial goes on, though, Stephanie, I think the points that I was trying to make about the legal issue are going to come into focus because it was apparent to me that Trump's legal team, despite in the beginning saying all the claptrap about how it didn't happen and he didn't really have an affair and all, whatever they want to say, they deny everything.
Yeah.
They got to and focus on those, the legal points.
Speaking of being able to control your client, is Trump going to, would we be so lucky that Trump will testify?
I don't think so.
If the late night hosts goad him enough, because of course,
well,
usual.
He said he was going to talk to Mueller and then he didn't. Right.
Yeah.
He said, you know, and even, you know, in the state AG trial, the New York Attorney General trial, a civil trial, like, he did not testify at the trial. So I don't see that. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Well, I unless they have a tranquilizer dart, I'm not sure how they stop him. But, here's the thing is, you tweeted, there's no question the prosecutors have the upper hand in his trial. They usually do. This case is no exception. But Trump has some paths to a hung jury or full or more likely partial victory, which is why the fault lines above will be the focus at trial, all the stuff you laid out. I think that's what we're all afraid of, particularly with this blatant, you know, jury tampering, witness intimidation, right, whatever you want to call it, going on with him and his allies on Fox News or whatever. You know, someone was saying, I don't even know if six alternates are going to be enough. And that must be something as a prosecutor, Renato, that would terrify you, that all you need is one person to get spooked enough, right?
100%. I don't think six alternates are going to be enough. I would have pushed for more if I was trying this case. I think prosecutors should be concerned. That's why I put some of this out there, is I think that the reason that prosecutors give plea deals to defendants is because there's a risk at trial. And here there's a risk. Right. There's a risk that you have a hung jury because you just have one person who's, you know, there's one person on that jury who watches Fox News. Okay. There is, yeah. You know, we learned that from the voir dire. Similarly, like I said, there's a couple lawyers on the jury. They could get hung up on a very technical point, right, and say, he's only guilty of a misdemeanor. Or maybe lead the jury in a path that's pro-defense. You don't know that. And so I just want people to understand when there's going to be an intense fight in this trial, that it's not just some easy fight. It's a challenging fight for prosecutors. They certainly have the upper hand. Yes, Trump is likely to get convicted. It's always the case in a criminal trial that the prosecution has the upper hand. But I just want people to understand what the fault lines are going to be.
Now, I wore my 45 in jail shirt for your appearance today in anticipation. So are you saying even if he's convicted, there's no chance that they will, or you're just saying for the gag order?
For the gag order. Yeah. For the gag order, I don't see that. I just think that's like very far afield. It's like beyond precedent. Do I think the prosecutors are going to seek prison time if he's convicted on the felony charges? Yes. Will the judge give that? Potentially. I mean, that's another a facet here that is interesting is most people, and you know, since I was a federal prosecutor for a decade, you know, for the last 8 years or so, I've been representing people who are investigated, indicted, tried. Generally, my clients know that the judge is going to be the one sentencing them if we lose.
Yeah.
So they're really nice and very compliant with the judge's orders. So Trump is going to rue the day that he thumbed his nose and attacked Judge Merchan if he ends up losing and is facing a sentencing.
I knew you'd give me a happy ending. All right, back on TV, you. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Renato.
Thanks so much.
There he goes. Charlie Pierce coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.